In the season of Christmas, we have a number of feast days that help us to unpack the mystery of Christmas, the mystery of the Word made flesh, to help us to understand what that reality means. And today's feast day, the Feast of the Holy Family, helps us reflect on the fact that God was made man within the context of a human family, something that he shares in common with each of us. Now, it's no surprise to say that families face a number of challenges these days. Maybe your families are facing some challenges as we speak. Perhaps the holiness of the Holy Family seems way too far out of reach for your family. But the collect of the Mass, the opening prayer of the Mass, called the Holy Family a shining example and calls us to follow their virtues. So the Church is telling us today, is presenting to us this Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph as something for us to emulate, to follow as our example. So how do we do that? What does that mean? If the holiness of the Holy Family seems out of reach to us, what is it that we are being called to follow as our example? What is this holiness that we're trying to achieve? Well, I think it comes in two aspects, two things that we learn about the Holy Family. The first is that God is always faithful. And from that faithfulness, we are called to be obedient to him. So let's take those two aspects of the life of the Holy Family and look a little bit deeper at them. In the first and the second reading today, we hear about Abraham. And if you remember the story of Abraham, Abraham was in his 80s, and God visited Abraham and told him to pick up his family and his brother's family and move them hundreds of miles away to a place that God would show them. Now, if you're in your 80s, the idea of doing this is probably not all that attractive. But Abraham did it. He put his faith in God. He said, if God has asked me to do this, I'm going to do it. And so he did. And God, when he arrives in this spot that he's called Abraham to, God tells Abraham to go outside and to look up at the stars in the sky. And he tells Abraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Now, of course, Abraham is 80. His wife Sarah is 80, in her 80s as well. This, from a human perspective, looks completely impossible. But we do know that nothing is impossible for God. So Abraham trusts. He knows that God is faithful to his promises, and so he trusts him. And lo and behold, Abraham and Sarah become the parents of Isaac, their beloved son. And then later on, God asks even more of Abraham. He tells Abraham to take Isaac and to sacrifice him. Now, how could that possibly be? How could his descendants be as numerous as the stars in the sky if he sacrifices his only son? But Abraham goes and he does it. And as he's raising his hand to sacrifice his son, God sends an angel to tell him to stop. He says, I know how faithful you are, Abraham. I know that you placed your trust in me. You don't have to go to this length. That's what we heard about in the second reading today, where it says, by faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead. And he received Isaac back as a symbol. We're presented with the story of Abraham today as an example of putting our faith in God and in His promises. That all of our life situations, all of the situations that face our families, don't escape the providence of God. And even those situations that seem completely impossible from a human perspective are not. God can work them out. We see Simeon and Anna then in the gospel today. As Mary and Joseph are going up to the temple, we're told that Simeon and Anna are righteous people. They're awaiting the revelation of God's promised Messiah. And they rejoice as Jesus is presented in the temple because they see him as the fulfillment of God's promise to their people. Again, God is fulfilling his promises. God is faithful. They rejoice in the light that God has brought into their lives. So my friends, that is the first lesson from today's scriptures, that God is faithful to his promises, and that situations that appear to be impossible to us are not impossible to him. So when we trust in that faithfulness of Almighty God, how do we live that out? We live that out in obedience. That is how we are called to live as a response to the faithfulness of God. And I know that the word obedience is not particularly in vogue in the 21st century. We kind of, perhaps the culture tells us to rebel instinctively against obedience these days. But we see the obedience even in the Holy Family. Mary and Joseph are obedient to God's law, we're told. They go up to the temple to offer a sacrifice for Mary's purification. She doesn't need to be purified. She's the Holy Mother of God. They go up to circumcise Jesus according to the law of Moses. He doesn't need that. He is God. But yet they do it because their religion, the exercise of their religion, is a response to God's faithfulness, to know that he has made these promises to them, and they go up to fulfill the law of the Lord. In our obedience to God, we do that out of a heart that trusts in him. Our obedience helps our hearts to grow, to learn to trust in God, to place our trust in his faithfulness. Now, we can fall into kind of the mistaken way of thinking that, you know, if we do a certain number of things, then God owes us something. That's not what I'm talking about here by faithfulness. Sometimes we have the mistaken notion that if we sit in these seats every single Sunday, then our lives will be free of any kind of difficulty. That's a mistaken notion as well. It is our obedience to God that helps our hearts to grow and to know that he will be faithful in the struggles and trials that we face. As a families, we know that the struggles and the difficulties of our families are not absent from the providence of God, that he sees them and knows them, and that in those difficulties, when we place our faith in him, when we place our obedience in him, our hearts grow. There were difficulties. Abraham certainly had his trials, a difficult journey to undertake. The future wasn't clear to him. Mary and Joseph were homeless and poor, and the people around them misunderstood what was happening. Simeon even prophesies in the gospel today that a sword of sorrow is going to pierce Mary's heart, which we know it does. And so, likewise, we face challenges. Our families face challenges. There are swords of sorrow, burdens to carry, misunderstandings, hurt feelings, the homelessness perhaps of an uncertain situation, the difficulties of advanced years like Simeon and Anna. Yet God is faithful through all of that. And our response is to respond with an obedient heart, to never stop practicing the gift of our faith. That if we have young children in our families, we're giving them the example of faith, teaching them about the love of God and how to practice the faith and what that means to us. If our families aren't so young anymore, we're still praying for our children and our grandchildren and giving them the example of what faith means to us. The Holy Family stands before us today as an example, not an impossible example, not an unachievable goal, but rather an example of what it means that God is always faithful to us and the response of an obedient heart. So on this feast day, let's ask for the intercession of the Holy Family, that they might be a shining light for us and for our families, so that we might always welcome Jesus into our worlds.